Yeah, what's up, Miami? Thank you. What's going on, Miami? It's Manny Garavito going live once again to say what's up to the people. Colombian comic, I respect your hustle right off the bat. First of all, I want to clarify, this ain't a hustle. This is a lifestyle, baby. We living. I'm just living what I'm supposed to be living, you know? If you believe in your lifestyle and how you're supposed to be living, ain't nobody can stop you from doing that, man. You can't stop that. When you decided I'm gonna go out and do a tour with my people, you went out and you did it. That's just how life works. Just make sure that what you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing. Because there's a lot of people that do what think they're supposed to be doing, and then they realize that wasn't it. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I've done that. I'm not gonna lie. It's happened to me a couple times. But that's okay. Life happens. Life shows us lessons. And speaking of lessons, in today's podcast, we're gonna be talking about holiday hacks. Because I learned a lot of lessons during the holidays. I'm sure we all have. We've all learned how to get last-minute Christmas gifts. We all learned how to receive gifts when someone bought us a gift, but we didn't get them a gift. Oh, that's the worst. But I've learned my lesson then. I've learned my lesson when I thought I could bring my hoodlum friends to a corporate Christmas party, but then they ended up just roasting everybody that was there. I learned not to make fun of the food that was served at a Christmas party, no matter how low the budget was. We live, we learn. And every year, you know what's great about the holidays? We can learn all over again, because the holidays come for every year, for the rest of our lives, right? So, yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about, holiday hacks. So let's go ahead and let's start the intro here. Oh, I'm so professional. For those that are watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, we're streaming everywhere. You guys see the professionality that is behind the Miami Comedy Podcast now? Do you guys see that? Instagram, you can't see it, but I'm still glad you're here nonetheless. Shout out to all the people that enjoy the memes, the clips, the reels, everything. I got this brand new studio for those that are brand new to the podcast. This new studio has got it all. It's got this cool lighting. It's got these two computer monitors that I can work. I can make, you know, reels a lot faster. So I hope you guys are ready for my jokes and the jokes of other comedians too, because I'm also working on getting some GoPro footage, piecing it together and showing you guys what life is like being a comedian in the city of Miami. First of all, I want to say what's up to everybody and a big thank you to Tabitha for buying a Miami Comedy shirt. Thank you, Tabitha, who just got in. Tariq, George, MG Orchids, welcome back, my friend. Neves, Giancarlo, Miami Farrell, Nellies, Microdose, I Am, Andrew, Arissa, Lorenz, you know. It's just what we do, man. We all get together for the Miami Comedy Podcast when we stream it live. All right, so let's get to the first hack. I think the first holiday hack is the one I posted today on Twitter. I think in the beginning, not even in December, I say like mid-November, like the week before the holidays, like I say like the day before Thanksgiving, go to work high. Smoke all the weed you want in the parking lot and just go to work as high as you possibly can. You know why? Because when you walk in and all your employees are going to start complaining, what's that smell? It smells like marijuana. Is that weed? You say, that's my Christmas tree. And if they don't like it, they got to put up with it. Those are my beliefs. I actually have more than one Christmas tree because my nieces and nephews are in town and they want their own tree in their own room. As a matter of fact, excuse me while I go to the bathroom and work on my personal tree. They can't fire you for smelling like weed during the holidays because you smell like plants. You smell like a plant and they can't prove it otherwise. And if they try to fire you or give you a hard time, that's your religious belief. They can get in big, you can get in big trouble for that. They wouldn't want to touch that at all. Oh, what's going to happen? They're going to drug. Someone said, oh, what if they drug test you? Well, guess what? Cyber Monday is right around the corner. Get yourself some synthetic urine, half off. And first of all, if your boss walks up to you and says that they're gonna that he's gonna put you on a drug test during the holidays, are you serious? You serious right now? You're gonna make me do a drug test when we're in the Christmas spirit? Oh, the nerve. Angiorca says, Manny's eyebrows look like butter melting on top of hot flapjacks. Because it's silky smooth, baby. I'm getting old. My face is changing as we speak. I look at myself on camera and I see it. Yeah, it's definitely coming. You know? But hey, man, I can't complain. My face, even though it's aging, I'm still feeling very graceful at the same time. I feel like I'm getting younger. Alright, yeah, I feel the love. What's up, Gia Jess, David E. Salma, K-Geem. So, what's the next holiday hack? What are you guys getting people for Christmas? Or for Hanukkah? Or Kwanzaa, or whatever. Whatever gift-giving you guys do at the end of the year, what do you guys have in mind? I don't play any games, right? Because my last-minute holiday shopping is always at the nearest pharmacy. But, you know, recently, I've gotten in touch with Amazon and how fast Amazon can deliver packages. So recently, I've really gotten into, you know, making sure my Prime membership is bringing those, you know, next day. And, you know, checking when the date is coming and all that. But get this. One of the things that I've learned during the holidays is that when you go out and you buy gift cards, it may be the worst and the best Christmas gift that you can buy somebody. Now, do you guys agree with me that gift cards, and don't get the ones for a specific venue, like get or location rather, get one for a specific Visa or MasterCard, use it anywhere you want, here's the PIN, pull it out as cash, because it's the thought that counts. But when you think about money, it counts even more. Oh! Right, that's a gift you can count on. So, one time as a joke, as this was a joke, all right? I bought a gift to someone who was very passive aggressive to me. You know, it was a girl, right? Most girls are very passive aggressive with me. And so, but we still loved each other, right? We were still good friends. So I got her this gift card and it had like $2.82. And then when she tried using, I didn't tell her, right? And then when she went out and she tried using it, she came back. She was like, they told me it was $2.82 left. And I go, it was $100, but I didn't spend it all because I was thinking of you. And then I gave her the real Christmas gift. So, hey, that's what you do as comedians, okay? She laughed. I laughed. We had a wonderful holiday moment. I'll never forget that. That was a lot of fun. This was years ago, by the way. Back in like 2010. Colombian comic. Says, birthday holiday hack is having a birthday on the 24th. This way, everyone has to give me a gift. Oh, of course. And that doesn't just apply to that. It could be the other way around. It could be that I'm going to give you a gift on the 24th. And it's going to count as your birthday and Christmas gift. So, you know, would-be parents out there, if you're planning on having kids, try to get that sweet spot between the 24th and the 26th. All right? And name him Jesus for extra credit. Hey, it's time to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Here's your birthday gift and Christmas gift at the same time. I am sure that there are some parents out there that have planned this out. Hell, you could do this for lots of holidays, man. You can do this also for Valentine's Day, you know? And for both men and women. If you want to get, you know, married, or if you want to, like, ask somebody to be your boyfriend or girlfriend, do it in that sweet spot between February 13th and February 15th. And then just be like, here, happy Valentine's and happy anniversary at the same time. And then, you know what? Over the years, the savings start accumulating. And then next thing you know, you're a power couple because you're financially saving on all those gifts throughout the years. And if you're almost going to break up, you can be like, look, baby, let's not break up. All right? Here's why. Our anniversary is on Valentine's Day. Do you know how much money we will save as a couple? You're gonna leave me and get with somebody else on a random date? You're never gonna find somebody like me that's gonna ask you to be my girl on Valentine's Day, baby. Come on. Or you could also do, you know, your anniversary on Christmas. There's so many holiday hacks that you can do that no one is taking advantage of. Oh, it's upsetting to think. Flower love, I love flowers too. Hey, what? Let's see. Miami Comedy is the new Tinder. Oh yeah, I used to play Matchmaker back in the day. Yeah, I used to help some people out during the pandemic. I used to do like these virtual dating coach things, and it was a success, I'm not gonna lie. Those were very cool. Mostly women showed up, ironically. And a lot of awkward guys turned on their Zoom calls, and then they were like, hey, what's up, man? Look at all the ladies in this room. Who do you want to talk to? And they would exit. Damn, man. I should go back to being the dating guy. That was a lot of fun. Oh, the memories. Give people some NFTs. They won't know what to do with it. Lorenza Sands. That's a great point. Another holiday hack. Give them an NFT that you bought for like $5 and then be like, you never know. You know what's the worst holiday hack? When you buy lottery tickets. You guys ever gotten a lottery ticket as a Christmas gift or a birthday gift? Oh my God, how dare you? I, at the same time, I'm not mad. I'm mad, but I'm not mad. You know what I mean? Because if I see, I can see myself doing it, right? Like I could buy somebody. Like I can buy somebody. I can see myself doing that, like as a joke, right? Like I gave you the example with the gift card. Like I can buy somebody like a lottery ticket for the holidays and be like, you never know. All right? And then I can also see myself receiving said lottery ticket, and then I'd be really upset at that person. You know what I mean? And I hope that whoever gives me a lottery ticket during my birthday or Christmas, I hope that I don't have a gift for you in return. Right? So then that way you could feel the shame of like, why even bother? Hey, look, I bought you this $1 scratch off. Or not even a scratch off. They give you a lottery ticket that they filled in themselves. It's the thought that counts. These are my lucky numbers. You never know. And then you can be even more passive aggressive and give them a lottery ticket that's like all ones all the way down. There's no chances of winning. You can be passive aggressive with lottery ticket with all ones and be like, good luck. I'm sorry, having too much fun with that. What up, Denny? Oh, Slick Rick. I've gone scratch offs before. Yeah, it's common. It's a very fast, passive aggressive, quick solution gift. Because, you know, if you're going to see somebody like, oh man, I didn't get a gift for so-and-so, let me go here to the gas station real quick and just get a scratch off. And then you give it to them and be like, well, what happens if they win? You know, if I ever get a scratch off and I win some money and the guy's like, oh, you better give me some, I'd be like, no. What's your investment on this? Your investment on this was a dollar. What's my investment on this? The expectation of you giving me a good gift. It wasn't good up until now. All right? One man's trash is another man's treasure. Hey, I got lottery tickets for my grandpa. Oh, man. Terrible. Yeah, and if she got $5,000 a week for life, then you'll fight him for it. No, it's too late. What are you going to do, take him to court? Your Honor, I bought her that lottery ticket. I want half. That ain't gonna work. All right, so let's get into the reads. We're halfway through the show. Tonight, if you guys wanna see some live stand-up comedy, have you been to Dom's yet? Now, when I moved the show, or when the Sweet Caroline moved the show Tuesdays to Dom's, I didn't expect it to be so popular so quickly. I was kind of in a bind. I was like, man, I don't know what to expect. The Sweet Caroline shows were so awesome on a Tuesday night. We're going to have to go to a brand new venue. I got to find a new host. Is the space even good? Are the owners good? Are the people good? It turns out it was one of the biggest power plays in Miami comedy history. So shout out to both venues for the opportunities. You know, Miami comedy on a Tuesday night is so lit right now because of that decision to switch from Sweet Caroline to Dom's, because Dom's Brickell is a venue that serves drinks, it serves food, it's got table seating, and it's just an overall sexy show. It's a great place for comedians to work on their craft, great place for people to get away from the fact that it's a Tuesday. So if you guys want to go out and make that day of the week, and we all know how Tuesdays feel, all right? Tuesdays can be a little bit rough, okay? You want to go out, you're like, oh man, the weekend is so far away. Monday is your hype, right? Monday is you see a Gary Vee video, you get a cup of coffee, you go out, bam, bam, you in there, right? But then you wake up, Tuesday's over, and you're like, it's only Tuesday? I'm only lit for one day. I can only be productive for one day. And it's Tuesday? You go on over to Dom's Brickell. We're going to make it feel like it's Friday. All right? So make your reservations. Go to MiamiComedy.com. Secondly, speaking about NFTs. What up, Bernie? Speaking about NFTs, we've got a design that is limited edition release for t-shirts. As a matter of fact, I printed up some stickers too. So for those that are attending our shows in the near future, you're going to be receiving a really cool vinyl sticker. A gift from me to you. Okay? Which is an NFT collectible. All right? Meaning somebody's going to buy that NFT eventually. I hope. And then you're going to have a piece of art that was made by a comedian in Miami. All right? So there you go. So if you guys want to support the show, make sure you get a Miami Comedy shirt. MiamiComedy.com/shop. Grab a t-shirt. Supplies are limited. I'm looking at my shirts right now. We are running out of shirts, particularly mediums, large, and extra large. I thought small were going to be popular. Nope. All right, last but not least, brand new Friday night show happening this Friday at Thank You Miami. They picked up our show. We are now at a brand new place, Thank You Miami, which also does our Monday night shows. All right, that's it. We're done. There you go. Those are our reads. If you guys have any more holiday hacks, go ahead and put it in the chat. NFT with shirt. Wadi Flip, I'm glad you asked. Well, first of all, I'd like to point out that an NFT is not a good Christmas gift. All right. Hold on. I could type. I could type now. I keep forgetting all the cool things that I can do with my new... Look at that. Look how pro I am. I love this. I love how streamlined my office slash studio is. It's like everything works. This is my own Christmas gift to myself, guys. I got my little laptop that connects to the phone directly. And I treated myself. As a matter of fact, here's the final, let's talk about this. What is the final holiday hack that we're gonna be talking about on the podcast today? That is treat yourself. Buy yourself gifts first before you buy anyone else gifts. Let me say it again. Buy yourself Christmas gifts first before you buy anyone else a Christmas gift, because then you know who you really love. First yourself, right? And I don't mean that narcissistically. You should treat yourself. When was the last time you treated yourself during the holidays? Huh? Usually during the holidays, you gotta treat somebody else. How about during Labor Day, you take yourself out to a barbecue? Huh? How about on Valentine's Day, you buy yourself flowers? How about on Christmas, you buy yourself Christmas gifts? I loaded this entire studio with Christmas gifts to myself to be like, Manny, we've had a great year. Here's some gifts for you. And whatever money I have left, I'm going to buy gifts to people I love. Because if I had too much money left, I'd be buying extra gifts for people that I can care less about. And you can too. Last and final holiday hack. Buy yourself gifts first, and then whatever money you have left, buy it for those you truly love. Because when your money is short, you're going to be making better decisions on your holiday gift giving. All right? Holiday, that is the ultimate holiday hack. You cannot beat that. I deserve it. Absolutely, Tabitha. Edu Miami 2014. You got to appreciate those usernames that have the year that they started in. You know, like, hey, I had this account since 2014. Well, Grandpa, what did you see? What kind of features did Instagram have back in 2014? Back in my day, Instagram didn't have any reels. Ooh, oh my God, how do people find you? Oh, man. You know what, guys? I was on a virtual conference today for social media. Man, you know what? All these people, all these creators out there, I would say 70% of the speakers that were on this creator, you know, the social media creator program, they're all talking about how to, like, grow content and quality content and all that. And all they talked about was, like, yeah, when there's a trend, make sure you go out there and then you start following the trend. But it's like, yeah, that's how a lot of people go viral. They see somebody do the Running Man challenge, and then you got to turn on your camera, put the spotlight right, and then you do the Running Man challenge, and then a lot of people like it. It was a little bit upsetting to see that this is what it takes to hack your way into social media. You know, people admitting to you that do some dumb stuff online so that followers can find you. It's like, oh, what did I buy? But it was eye-opening at the same time. It was very eye-opening at the same time. A lot of people, and I've said this before, go back to my previous podcast, What to Do When You Go Viral. A lot of people will follow these trends to gain a bunch of likes, gain a bunch of follows, but at the same time, what kind of people are you attracting? So that's why when you come into my channel, it's a tight-knit community because I care about what I put out there, all right? Even though I say a lot of D jokes, a lot of dirty jokes, you know, slip through the cracks, I'm trying to be cleaner, right? I'm trying to be YouTube friendly. And you know what? It's been working. It's been working ever since I started getting a lot more cleaner with my act. YouTube is now pushing my stuff a little more out there. Which, by the way, if you guys want to help out my other channels, a lot is coming. I just got to do so much work. Oh, that's the thing about creating online. You just got, it's another job, you know? But if you love what you do, as they say, which I do. But, you know, sometimes you got to edit the faces of these comedians I work with, man. Like my buddy Rudy, he killed it at Red Bar last night. I got to post this clip up, you know? But then I see Rudy's bearded face. And shout out to Rudy, man. You're a great guy. You know, he won Best of Miami 2019. But when I edit your face, Rudy, this is subtle anger. I don't know why. What up, Ricky? What up, Kevin? So, yeah, follow the YouTube channel for Miami Comedy. I'm going to be doing, like, these little mini video clips and docs about what it's like to be a stand-up comedian in the city. Keep it real. Thanks. I love the podcast for the jokes and the knowledge. Well, you know, I try my best. We got to keep the people entertained and educated at the same time because that's what comedy does. All right? I'm glad to be of service. I'm still buying myself more gifts. However, a couple of things I want to buy. I want to get this television screen. Oh, and an exclusive. You know what else I want to get, guys? I want to get, like, those neon signs. I don't know why, but YouTube people, when you guys are making your videos, it's always, like, some guy with, like, a face that he is looking at death right in the eye, right? He's always like, every time I go on YouTube and I try to find something as simple as how to make cookies, it's some guy with his mouth agape and his eyes bulging out like, the worst cookies I've ever made. It's like, come on, man. Just show me how to make good cookies. Can I save these cookies from tasting bad? Holiday party. It's like, oh. It's the sensationalism in social media is rampant. You know? But anyways, I digress. What I want to get is I want to get this neon sign, and I want to post it up on my wall here up top, and I want it to read Laugh Every Day to remind myself about what I do every single day here in the city of Miami. okay? And, you know, behind closed doors, guys, these are the little subtle things that I do to kind of just bring you quality content. And I'm just one guy. Well, you know, I have a team, kinda. But even though the social media team does edit some of the videos, does make some of the flyers, there has to be a creative hub, because if not, if someone is not there, like, directing the creativity, it ain't gonna get made. So any feedback, any support, anything that you guys want to contribute to what Miami comedy can become, anything helps. Okay? So to close this off, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can go to miamicomedy.com/YouTube. Get a Miami comedy shirt. Buy a badge. Come out to a show. Subscribe to the newsletter. Anything. Okay? The community has been building over the years. It's a very organic community. It's not anything that was like hacked or something that was like an account that was bought or, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I guess the best way to explain it is like this is such a passion project and it has grown to be something that I never believed, well, not that I never believed, but I couldn't believe that it has become, right? So now that it is happening, and we've got amazing shows to go right back to it. Over at Dom's and Brickle on a Tuesday. It's incredible. It truly is. So that has been the podcast for today, guys. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Those on Instagram, those on YouTube, Twitch. I see we got some folks on Twitch. Thank you. Facebook, Twitter. Thank you all. I'm not sure if I'm going to do these every day. I'm not sure if I'm going to do these once a week. Anytime I got some extra time, I just do these. That's kind of like the rule for now. But I'm trying to see if I can make these into an event, maybe like a virtual thing or something, right? Saturdays, we don't have a show yet, so maybe like on a Saturday night. We'll see, okay? But again, any support as we make our way to the next thing, whatever that may be. All right, guys, have a great Tuesday night. Thank you all for tuning in. I'll see you guys on the next episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast. Bye, everyone.